And I was interviewed, you know, this naughty child. What had I done pushing a brick out of the window? And, of course, I had no idea at all. I think I was, yes, I would have been just nine.
Were you supposed to stay in bed all the time?
No, I wasn't. I wandered around. There was nothing like that. But I was put onto the Lawrence Line diet, which they started me off on in hospital, and my mother was given written instructions. And I was on this for some time. Now, what is interesting is, of course, that you measure not only your carbohydrates, which are the things that you sort of have to worry about most, but also your proteins. I don't remember measuring fats. I think it was just proteins on one side, carbohydrates on the other. And because there was a war on and there was rationing, the government in its wisdom decided that diabetics would get different allowances. So I didn't get a sugar ration as such, but I was allowed, I think it was a pound of cube sugar a year, in case my blood sugar dropped and I had an insulin reaction and, you know, that was supposed to cope. And for years I went round with lumps of sugar in my pockets and mother saying, "Have you got your sugar on you?" every time I went out. And this stuff crumbling away in my pockets. Thank God for glucose tablets. The other part of the diet that I find interesting now was that I had to drink a pint of milk a day. And even from the age of nine, I was querying, why does a diabetic have to drink a pint of milk when other children don't? I had a triple ration of meat and a triple ration of cheese. Knowing what we know now about cholesterols, I think this must have been a dreadful calamity for an awful lot of people, including me. But there it was. And that sort of culture stayed with us, because when I started work at the age of 19, I was still having bacon breakfasts, cheese sandwich to eat in the middle of the day with my morning coffee, and so on. It's taken a long time to get away from that.
Can you remember how you measured the protein and the carbohydrate?
Oh, indeed I can. Very well. Mother bought a pair of scales, paper scales, and everything was weighed on that. At the age of about 12, I went on my first Girl Guide camp. I was a delighted Girl Guide, and I became a Queen's Guide and all that, you know. But anyway, first camp, and I took the scales with me, and they went into the bottom of my kit bag, and there they stayed. I never got them out. I came home in perfect health, and I'd learnt lesson number one. The guides also taught me lesson number two. I must have been 15, and I represented the district at the first International Girl Guide.